Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeSaunier, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Romero, Runner, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Mr. President, we are lacking a quorum.
Sergeant of Arms, round them up.
A quorum is present. Would members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfi, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Huff.
Good afternoon. Life is a wonderful and mysterious gift. Every year, we witness the cycle of life by watching the trees change in each season. The writer Harry Emerson Fosdick realized that we humans have much to learn from the natural world. He wrote, "Though we ask the leaf, are you complete in yourself? And the leaf answers, no, my life is in the branches. We ask the branch, and the branch answers, no, my life is in the root. And we ask the root, and it answers, no. My life is in the trunk and the branches and the leaves. Keep the branches stripped of leaves and I shall die. So it is with the great tree of being. Nothing is completely and merely individual. When we look outside at the cold landscape of winter and see the trees standing bare of their glory, we are reminded that we are as vulnerable as the trees. Our lives are not separate and complete in and of themselves. Each of us is dependent on the many layers to nourish and protect us. If we were asked, are you complete in yourself? We would have to answer, no. My life is in my family, my friends, my community, my faith and beliefs. If you strip me of these, then surely I shall die. O Master of the Universe, we thank you for the precious gift of friends and family who fill our lives with blessings and protect us from the storms of life. We ask of you to shelter and sustain them, for without their support, we cannot do the task that is asked of us. Blessed is the Creator, the giver of life. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Privileges of the floor. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments to be adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. I have here item six.
Pursuant to
rule, Senate Rule 2910, the following bills are referred to the Rules Committee. Item number six, Bill SB 85. Introductions and first reading of bills. Bills are deemed read. Consideration of daily file. Second reading file. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1514 by Assemblymember Hayashi, an act relating to the Political Reform Act of 1974.
Assembly third reading, item 34. Senator DeSaunier. Nowhere to be found. You see anywhere? He's coming. Senator, you are, well, you are. I believe we are just about ready. Senator DeSaunier, are you ready? No?
Pass on file.
Pass on file. Let's acknowledge one of our own, Senator Elaine Alquist is back. And it is the birthday of Mr. Senator Simidian. We'll reserve the singing for later. Any other birthdays to acknowledge? Senator Ashburn.
Mr. President, if this would be an appropriate time to introduce some folks in the gallery, I'd like to introduce the California Association FHA Hero, which are career student technical organizations for home economics, careers, and technology. They represent more than 3,500 FHA Hero members throughout the state. They're here to observe state government at work and to meet with their representatives. Please join me in recognizing these fine young men and women and congratulating them for their efforts in heading the organization.
Thank you, Senator. A fine group of young people, and we are glad that you're with us today. Senator Corbin.
I'd like to adjourn in memory.
You may.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'd like to adjourn in the memory of my.
Please, can we have order?
I'd like to adjourn in the memory of my sister-in-law, Michelle Corbett Keneally, who left us last Tuesday. She was a native of San Francisco and had lived in Oakland for the last many years with my brother, Kevin. She left behind a very loving family. My brother Kevin and her two daughters, Megan and Katie. She also leaves behind her sisters, Maureen, Danielle, and Joelle. She was a very loving person. She left us way too young. She has, even in the few short years she was with us, she developed a large, wonderful group of friends who were with her almost every day in these past few months as she struggled to fight cancer. You would have all loved her. She had a beautiful, easy laugh. She was very giving. She was very involved in her local parish, St. Teresa's. She did all those things that moms did. She helped run the auction and was involved with the sports programs. She was just a wonderful mother and a wonderful wife. She will be very, very missed by the Corbett family and the Keneally family. But we know that she's left a beautiful legacy, not only her two wonderful daughters, but just the way she lived her life and the way she was such a giving person. She will always be remembered in her local community, in her local parish, for what she did. And I thank all of you for your kind words. And as you might imagine, this is very difficult. I think it just helps us all, you know, pull together and understand that our jobs are very important as we do what we can to make sure that people have the ability to have health care and we do the research that's necessary to find cures for these terrible diseases. So I just ask you all to keep my brother and his daughters in mind as we go through this difficult time. So I ask you all to adjourn in the memory of Michelle Keneally Corbett. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Please know that this body certainly conveys its prayers to you and your family during this time of loss. Is that it? Any other business to come before the House? If there's no other business, Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Obviously, short session today. We have check-in tomorrow, Wednesday, session Thursday at 9 o'clock. I know that the Budget Committee is meeting throughout the week. And we are heading towards a debate and hopefully a resolution sometime by the end of next week on the mid-year budget adjustments. And so that's what's going on. This Wednesday, of course, there's a Rules Committee hearing at 1:30 to consider a nomination of our colleague, Senator Maldonado, for Lieutenant Governor. Be a busy week. We'll see you around. Thank you.
Till 3:30? The Senate will stand in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Senate stands in recess.